感谢神，今天是2023年第一天。
We thank God that today is the first day of 2023.
又是主日七日的第一日。
And this is also the first Lord's Day.
今天又是一个大好天气，好像春天已经来到了。
And today's weather is also great. It seems that spring has already come.
我们感谢神这一切赐给我们，我们是要凡事谢恩。
So we give thanks to God. For giving us these blessings.
正如保罗所说，我们要凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里面向我们所定的旨意。
And just like Paul says, we think that God is the Father of blessings because this is the will of Him of us in Christ.
虽然经过三年的疫情，好像疫情还没有完全过去，但是我们感谢神能让他保守我们。
And it seems that even though we're still in the midst of this pandemic, but God has continued to guide us through.
让我们能够在信心里面也靠他恩典的慢慢。恢复一个正常的生活，一个正常的聚会。
So let us rely on His grace and returning back to this normalcy and this normal fellowship.
因为今天刚好是正月初一日，是元月一号。
And so today is the first day of the first month.
又是七日第一日是主日。
And it is also the first day of the week, the Lord's Day.
我想这个日子好像一个很特别的。又是一年的头一天，又是七日的第一日。
And so this day feels very special, it being the first day of the year and of the week.
我们知道正月初一日，就这人来说呢，可能就是一个假日，我们不需要上班，不需要上课。
And so the first day of the first month to most people might just seem like an ordinary day in which that we just don't have to work.
并且经过一年以后呢，又回到正月初一日。
And we come back to this day after going through a full year.
但是圣经里面也曾经说到这个日子，正月初一日。
But the Bible speaks of this day, this first day of the month.
圣经讲到正月初一日不是单单像我们日历上的一天一个日子而已。
And this first day of the first month is not just a normal day.
圣经讲到正月初一日的时候，它是有一个特别属灵意义，它是一个属灵日子。
When it speaks of the first day of the first month, there is a spiritual meaning behind it.
我刚刚提到说，今天就着人的日历来说呢，今天是正月初一日。
And so, according to the calendar, today is the first day of the first month.
那今天过去以后，明天就初二，然后就初三。
And then tomorrow will be the second day, and then the third day after that.
到了一年以后呢，又再有一个正月初一日出现。
And after a full year, we'll return then to the first day of the first month.
但是我刚刚提到说，圣经提到正月初一日不是一个单单一个外面日历上的一天而已。
But according to the Bible, the first day of the first month is not a typical day.
不说正月初一日是一年的开始，是一个新的年日的开始。
The first day of the first month signifies a new beginning.
但是我们知道那还不过是个地上的一个年日而已。
But we know that, that this is a day on earth.
圣经讲到正月初一日不是讲到地上的一个年日一天那一个日子。
The Bible doesn't regard the first day of the first month as just a normal earthly day.
圣经每次提到正月初一日的时候是有一个属灵的意义在那里。
Whenever the Bible speaks of the first day of the first month, there is a spiritual significance behind it.
并且在正月初一日的时候，在那所一个显出来一个光景，是一个非常美好一个光景。
And each time it mentions this day, it puts forth a very a beautiful spiritual condition.
那种显出来光景是能够叫神得喜悦，也是神向着神的百姓所定的一个旨意。
And this spiritual condition pleases God and it also uplifts the people.
所以我们今天讲到正月初一的时候不是讲到地上的事，而是讲到天上的事。
So the first day of the first month does not speak of worldly matters but of heavenly matters.
不是讲到一些外面的一个日子，而是讲到一个属灵的一个日子。
It does not speak of these external days but rather a spiritual day.
好，我们现在读几处的圣经。
So let's read some passages in scripture.
头一次我们读创世纪第七章。
Let's first turn to Genesis chapter 7.
创世纪第七章，第八章。
And Genesis 7 and chapter 8.
十三节。
So first, we'll read 13 in chapter 8.
到挪亚601岁，正月初一日，地上的水都干了。
And now it came about in the 601st year, in the first month, on the first of the month, the water was dried up from the earth.
好，我们就读到这里，来翻到出埃及记四十章。
Now let's turn to Exodus chapter 40.
第一节，第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，正月初一日，你要立起帐幕。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, On the first day of the first month, you shall set up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting.
那底下神就吩咐摩西说，你要把法柜、把陈设饼的桌子、把这些祭坛都要摆，搬到会幕里面，然后有一些的，然后又用膏油把这些帐幕和一切器具都要膏上抹上油。
And then later on, it talks about the need to bring the Ark of the Testimony, the table, the gold altar, all these things in, and then anointing them.
17节。
And then verse 17.
第二年正月初一日，帐幕就立起来了。
Now in the first month of the second year, on the first day of the month, the tabernacle was erected.
然后底下18节就讲到说，当帐幕立起来的时候，摩西就照着神的吩咐，把那些各样的器皿搬进去安置好，然后在那里照着神所吩咐的，把这一切都完了工。
And from verse 18 onwards, it talks about how Moses brought all these things and constructed it the way the Lord had commanded him to do.
那34节、35节。
And so we come to 34 and 35.
当时云彩遮盖会幕。耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕，摩西不能进会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。
Then a cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
我们再翻到历代志下29章。
Now let's turn to 2 Chronicles, chapter 29.
历代志下29章第二节第三节
2 Chronicles chapter 29 verses 2 and 3。
西西家行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他主大卫一切所行的。
He as in Hezekiah did right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father David had done.
元月正月，元年正月，开了耶和华殿的门，重新修理。
In the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them.
17节
Verse 17.
从正月初一日洁净起，初八到了耶和华的殿廊，用八日功夫洁净耶和华的殿，到正月十六日才洁净完。
Now they began the consecration on the first day of the first month.And on the eighth day of the month, they entered the porch of the Lord. Then they consecrated the house of the Lord in 8 days and finished on the 16th day of the first month.
我想在这里说正月初一日，跟那个前面第三节讲元年正月应该是同一个意思。
And so here in verse 17, when it says the first day of the first month, this is similar in meaning to what we read in verse 3, where it says in the first month.
就是在正月初一日，他把圣殿的门重新打开，在那修理，重新修理，然后再开始洁净圣殿。
That is to say, on the first day of the first month, Hezekiah opened the doors of the house of the Lord, repaired them, and then performed the consecration work.
我们翻到以斯拉记第七章。
Now let's turn to the book of Ezra, chapter 7.
以斯拉记第七章
Ezra chapter 7
第八节
Verse 8
第八节第九节、第九节好了
Actually verse 9
正月初一日他从巴比伦启程因他神施恩的时候帮助他五月初一日就到了耶路撒冷
For on the first of the first month he began to go from Babylon, and on the first of the fifth month he came to Jerusalem because the good hand of his God was upon him.
这里是说以斯拉他正月初一日他从巴比伦启程回犹大地的耶路撒冷城。
That is to say, on the first day of the first month, Ezra left Babylon to go back to Jerusalem. So this will conclude our scripture reading for now. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，真是在这个岁首年终的时候，我们要存一个感恩的心来到面前。
Lord, indeed, in such an age, you come with a grateful heart before you.
那么思想，过去的人日的时候，我们实在看见你恩典的所在，在扶持、保守、带领的教会。
Indeed, as we reflect on the last year, we see your gracious hand leading all of the church.
虽然所经过环境仍然是不那那么不容易，但是我们感谢主，你常常。怜悯我们，常常与我们同在，好像我们经过这些难处的时候，仍然相信，更多相信你自己的信实，永远是不改变。
And even though there were difficult times, we thank you that you have always been with us and you covered us with your gracious hand that we can wholly depend and rely on you.
因此，为了过去的年日，我们感谢你。
So we thank you for this past year.
我们更是为了摆在前面的新的年日，我们要仰望你自己。
And we continue to look to you in this new year.
仍然照着你丰盛恩典来眷顾你的儿女，眷顾你的百姓。
So may you continue to supply your people with your abundant grace.
好像这些属神的儿女，在你名下的百姓，真是在这条道路上更多看见你恩典的手，永远没有离开我们。
So that we who are your people, the children of God, that may indeed never depart from your gracious hand.
你仍然是宝宝怀揣，仍然顾念你的教会。
And because you continue to care and look after your church.
好像在所经过年日里面，更多看见你实在是我们主，我们好处不在你以外。
So in this new year, let us continue to see that you are our Lord, that there is no good besides you.
也是当新的年日一开头的时候，我们一同愿意来到面前，一同来寻求你，一同来明白你的心意。
So in this new year, we want to come before you to seek after you.
好像我们在新的年日里面更多蒙受你的恩典，好像我们在属灵生命上有长进，教会在这里能够借着你的服侍，在这里彼此配搭服侍，叫基督的身体在这里被建立起来。
So that in this new year, by your grace, we can continue to encourage each other and edify the church.
好像你的祝福也更多临到你的教会。
And so may your blessing come to your church. We pray and ask these things in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. We pray all these things in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 我刚提到说，圣经里面讲到正月初一日和我们今天地上的所谓正月初一日意义是完全不一样的。
So we said that how the Bible regards the first day of the first month versus how man regards it is totally different.
因为这个正月初一日是说到一个属灵的一个日子。
Because the Bible regards the first day of the first month as a spiritual day.
所以圣经很少，只有几处，大概我算一下，只有五处提到正月初一日。
And so in the Bible, there are five instances where the first day of the first month is recorded.
为什么圣经每次提到正月初一日的时候？
How come when the Bible mentions the first day of the first month?
我们知道地上的正月初一日呢，是连着一直过到最一年最末了一天，十月最末了一天，然后再来第二天就是正月初一日。
For man, the first day of the first month is the end at the day after the end of the past year.
但是圣经每次提到正月初一的时候，都不是好像一个日子，一直来到那一天就是被称为正月初一日。
But the Bible does not regard the first day of the first month as a day that just comes to pass.
因为圣经每次提到正月初一的时候，我们看见在那里就记载一些事情。
Because when the Bible records the first day of the first month, it also records other things that happen.
不说正月初一日是一个新的日子的开始。
Because the first day of the first month is a new day.
但是提到正月初一日的时候，不是只是单单提说到是个新的日子的一个开始。
But it's not merely just a new day.
乃是在这个新的日子开始里面有一种属灵光景显出来，是能够满足神心意的日子。
But rather, there's this spiritual display that pleases the Lord.
所以这样的事情发生在那天的时候，神在那里就说这是正月初一日。
And so when these things occur, the Lord regards that day as the first day of the first month.
我们知道圣经头一次提到正月初一日乃是神用洪水审判全地以后。
We know that the first time the first day of the first month is recorded is regarding the flood.
那是一个挪亚世代。
And it was during the time of Noah.
我们知道挪亚世代是个不敬虔的世代。
We know that during the days of Noah, it was a wicked generation.
圣经告诉我们说，在地上罪恶甚大，人终日所思想的尽都是恶。
And it records that the wickedness of man was so great that every thought of theirs was evil.
凡有邪气的人，他们都败坏了。
And every intent of their thoughts were wicked continually.
他们在地上都败坏行为，所以神说他们尽头已经来到神面前。
And because they were so wicked, the Lord regarded them as coming to their end.
所以神在那里说他要用洪水来审判这个全地。
And so the Lord decided to send a flood to judge the earth.
除了挪亚一家八口，还有他所带进去的那些一些活物。
So outside of the eight members of Noah's household and the living animals,
有些活物是带着一公一母，有的是七公七母，跟着挪亚一同进到方舟里面。
So some animals were taken by sevens and some by twos, and they were brought into the ark.
所以除了在方舟里面挪亚一家八口和那些活物以外，所有在地上所有的人还有所有活物都因着洪水的审判灭绝了，都死了。
So outside, out of the eight members of Noah's household and these living animals that were brought into the ark, every other living thing on earth was destroyed by the flood.
在前面创世纪七章那里告诉我们说，当挪亚进到方舟以后，神就叫大烟的泉眼都裂开了，然后天上的窗户也都打开了，四时周围降雨在地上。
And so we see here in Noah that it says that the floodgates were open and it rained for 40 days.
然后因着洪水泛滥在地上有150天，然后地上所有的活物一切都被灭绝掉了。
And so this rain fell upon the earth for 40 days, 40 nights, a total of 150 days, and every living thing was destroyed.
但是我慢慢看见那个水就渐渐消退了。
But then we see that the flood then subsided.
不仅消退的，到正月初一日的时候。
And not only did it subside, but when it came about in the first day of the first month.
圣经说，正月初一日，地上的水都干了。
It says that the water was dried up from the earth.
不仅水退去了。
So not only did the water subside.
圣经说，到了正月初一日的时候，水都干了。
But that on the first of the month, the water was dried up.
我们知道水就是代表神的一个审判。
We know that water is a reflection of God's judgment.
这是个死亡的水。
It is a death.
所以神用洪水在审判地上所有的人和活物。
So God uses the water, the flood, to judge all living things on earth.
所以当正月初一日来到的时候，
So when the first day of the first month came,
地上的水都干了。
The water was dried up from the earth.
说明神的审判已经过去了。
That is to say, God's judgment has passed.
不仅神的审判已经过去了。
And not only has it passed,
在那里不再有水，水都干了。
There was no longer any water, it was dried up.
在那里好像那个这个水所代表的死亡，在那里一点成分都没有。
As to say, this water which represents his death is no more.
也一点审判的痕迹都没有。
And there's no semblance of judgment anymore.
这是正月初一日。
This is the first day of the first month.
所以看见当神说这是正月初一的时候，在那表说所有审判已经过去了。
So when God here refers to the first day of the first month, it's saying that his judgment
has passed. 不仅过去一点痕迹，审判痕迹都没有存留在那里。
And not only has it passed, but any semblance of judgment has been done away.
一点死亡的痕迹都不在那里。
And there's no semblance of death at all.
这是个新的日子，这是个新的世界。
This is a new day, a new world.
这是一个新的地。
This is a new ground.
感谢神，神借这个挪亚神用洪水审判这件事情，说到我们蒙恩得救的一个经历。
And so God uses the story of Noah's family surviving the flood as our spiritual salvation experience.
因为到彼得前书那里告诉我们说，神用洪水审判当时的世代。
Because in 1 Peter, he mentions that God uses the flood to judge the earth.
他说水所表明的洗礼。
What this flood represents is baptism.
原来那个洪水是表明今天新约我们蒙恩的那个洗礼。
And so this flood represents for us today our baptism.
他说当时进到方舟里面的得救不多,
and it says that during that time only 8 persons were saved.
这个水所表明的洗礼现在是借着耶稣基督复活也拯救了我们。
But corresponding to that, baptism now saves you through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以我们看见当时神借着洪水拯救了挪亚一家八口。
So we see that God used the flood to save Noah's household.
因为他们是在方舟里面，所以方舟是一表主耶稣基督。
Because they were in the ark, so the ark represents Christ.
所以在基督里面，这八个人他们是完全脱离洪水的审判。
So in Christ, these 8 persons were brought safely through the water, the judgment.
死亡水没有淋到他们身上。
This water of death did not come upon them.
感谢神，保罗在罗马书第六章也告诉我们。
And Paul also tells us in Romans 6,
他说我们这些受洗归入耶稣基督的人,
he says that we who are baptized into Christ Jesus,
就是归入耶稣基督的死,
we've been baptized into his death.
我们受洗归入他的死, 和他一同埋葬, 也和他一同死,
that we have been buried with him through baptism into death.
不仅与基督同死, 我们也与基督同活,
so that as Christ was raised from the dead, so are we.
所以挪亚一家八口，他们从方舟里面出来，表明他们是一个复活的人。
So Noah's family surviving the flood is to say that there are resurrected beings.
他们是得到一般复活生命的人。
They have received the resurrection life.
所以这个就是讲到蒙恩得救的一个经历。
So this is speaking of this experience of being saved by grace.
我们借着受洗的水，我们进到主耶稣基督的死里面，我们也借着和他同死，也和主耶稣基督一同复活。
So through baptism into Christ Jesus, we have been baptized into his death, but also baptized, raised from the dead with him.
所以当日当，呃，初，正月初一日来到的时候，这个死亡的水已经过去了，审判的水已经过去了。
So on the first day of the first month, this flood, this judgment has already gone past.
并且这个水都干掉了。
And the water is dried up.
再来一点死亡痕迹，呃，审判的痕迹都没有。
And there's no semblance of this judgment anymore.
感谢主，我们今天蒙恩得救也是这样子。
Thank the Lord that it is the same case with us today.
我们这些原来是神所该定罪审判的人。
We were formerly destined to suffer the wrath of God's judgment.
现在借主耶稣基督的救赎，审判已经从我们身上过去了。
But through Christ's salvation, this judgment has passed over us.
我们得到主耶稣基督新的生命，这个复活生命。
We have received the life of Christ, which is this resurrection life.
所以这个复活生命呢，是在正月初一日所显出来的。
And this resurrection life was manifested on the first day of the first month.
在那不仅显出审判已经过去了。
And that's not to just merely to show that the judgment has passed.
但是在我们这些蒙恩得救的身上，水也都干了。
But for us who have been saved by grace, the water has dried up.
就是说在我们身上一点死亡痕迹都没有。
That is to say, there's no semblance of death in us anymore.
一点死亡的水都没有。
There's no semblance of this water, of this death.
一切都过去了。
All of this has passed.
表明不仅我们今天不再受神的审判。
And so that's to say, we no longer receive God's judgment today.
也表明我们在这个新造生命里面，在复活生命里面，我们所显出来应该没有一点死亡的成分。
And as a new creation, we also do not show any semblance of death.
没有一点死亡的一个味道存在我们身上。
There's no taste of death in us.
这是正月初一日所表明，表现出来一个属灵的光景。
This is a spiritual condition reflected on the first day of the first month.
我们读启示录来最后到二十章末了的时候，那里告诉我们，在那有一个白色大宝座的审判。
And we know that in Revelation 20, it speaks of this great judgment.
那里告诉我们说，海交出其中的死亡的死人，死亡也和阴间也交出死人。
And it says the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them.
他们都要照个人所行的在受审判。
And they were judged each according to their deeds.
这是启示录二十章末了所告诉我们的。
This is what it tells us in Revelation chapter 20.
21章一开头就告诉我们说，在那新天新地出现的时候。
And in chapter 21, in the very beginning, it says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth."
他说先前的天地已经过去了。
For the first heaven and the first earth passed away.
那就是说旧造已经过去了，旧造天地已经过去了。That
is to say, the old created heaven and earth have passed away.
海也不再有了。And
there is no longer any sea.
因为海和其中的死人 灾难都受审判。
Because the sea and all the death it contains has been judged.
所以不在新天地里，新天新地里面不再有海，不再有死亡，水都干了。
So there's no longer any sea in this new heaven and new earth. There's no death.
所以在新天新地里面一点死亡的成分，死亡味道都没有。
So there's no taste at all in this new heaven and new earth.
但是到启示22章一开头又告诉我们另外一件事情。
But then in Revelation 22, it then tells us of another thing.
他却告诉我们说，在圣城西耶路撒冷里面呢，有一道生命的水的河。
It says that in this New Jerusalem, there is a river of the water of life.
一面说到在新天新地里面不再有海，不再有水。
So on one hand, there's no sea, there's no water anymore.
因为那海那个水是代表死亡的水，代表了死的审判。
Because the sea represented death and represented God's judgment.
但是很奇妙，圣经又说到，在那个圣城，新天新里面圣城却有水在那里。
But amazingly, in a new city, the Bible tells us that there's this water of life.
有一道生命的水的河在那里。
There's a river of the water of life.
我们知道那就是指的主耶稣基督来说的。
We know that this refers to what the Lord was talking about.
主耶稣他是生命的活水。
Because Christ is the living water.
在那显出的复活生命的活水涌动在那里。
And there, he exemplifies the source of this living water.
一面没有海，没有海的水，死亡的水。
There's no longer any sea, no longer the sea of death.
但是站在所让人所看见还有一个生命的活水在那里。
But he shows that there is this living water, water of life.
所以这个就是讲到我们蒙恩得救的一个经历。一面的确从我们得救以后，
So this shows us that after we are saved,
神的审判的确从我们身上过去了。
Indeed, God's judgment has passed over us.
一点死的痕迹，死的成分都没有。
And there's no semblance, no taste of death at all.
但是在我们身上还要应该显出另外光景来，乃是有生命的活水，生命的主的生命在我们身上流露出来。
But we are to exemplify something else. We are now also to put forth living water from us.
所以这才是正月初一日所要真正表明的。
So this is what the first day of the first month is meant to show.
正月初一日不是单单只是讲到一个新的开头而已。
This first day of the first month is not merely just a new beginning.
更是重在在正月初一日所显出来那个属灵光景是一个非常美好，都是生命，没有死亡。
But it also shows what a wonderful spiritual condition it is, that there's no death, only life.
所以弟兄姊妹，就属灵的表明意义来说，今天若是我们活在正月初一日，
So brothers and sisters, spiritually we are all living in the first day of the first month.
这不是外面的一个正月初一日。
And this is not an external first day of the first month.
不是说到今天是正月初一日，一个新年年日开始的头一天。
It's not to say that today is the first day of the year, beginning of new year.
乃是当说到我们这些蒙恩的儿女，若是我们这是活在这个正月初一日这个原则底下。
But to say that we who have been saved by grace, if we are living under this principle, the first day of the first month,
一面来说，的确死亡从我们身上已经过去，不再有了。
It's to show that indeed, not only has death passed over us,
但是现在另外一方面来是，既然我们里面复活生命也能够显明出来。
But it's also to say that we need to show forth this resurrection life.
所以我们可以看见今天地上的正月初日只有一天。
So we see that this first day of the first month is just one day.
一天过去以后，就不再正月初一日，就是第二天就初二，然后就初三，继续下去。
And after the first day, it's the second day, third day, and on and on.
但是在属灵的正月初一日里面，我们是一直可以在这一天里面活着。
But from a spiritual perspective, we can always live in the first day of the first month.
那就是说，我们若是一直活在这个新造生命里面，不仅看见我们这个审判已经从我们身上越过了，我们不再死亡。
As we live as new creation, understanding that this judgment has already passed over us.
但是在我们身上所带出来是一个复活生命。
But we need to now live forth this resurrected life.
所以当挪亚一家八口他从方舟里面出来，说到他们是一般复活生命的人。
So we say that the household of Noah, after they left the ark, after the flood, they are resurrected people.
圣经里面有三这个数字，我们都知道常代表一个复活。
We know that when the Bible uses the number three, it often speaks of resurrection.
八这个数字也是代表复活。
8 also represents resurrection. Because the first day of the week is the day of the Lord's resurrection. And the first day of the week is also the 8th day.
感谢神, 圣经头一次提到正月初一日，是在挪亚洪水审判以后。
So we thank God that the first recording of the first day of the first month is after the flood during Noah's time.
圣经第二次提到正月初一日呢，是在出埃及记四十三章所告诉我们的。
Now the second time the first day of the first month is recorded is in Exodus chapter 40.
在正月初一日的时候，也就是他们出埃及第二年正月初一日。
And this is after they had left Egypt, and during the second year, the first day of the first month.
在那里，帐幕被立起来了。
And there, the tabernacle was set up.
我们在那里看见耶和华荣光充满了帐幕。
And we see that the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
在那也是要表明一件事情，就是说神的见证，基督的见证在这里显明出来了。
And this is to show that the testimony of Christ.Has been manifested.
我们知道，当神带借摩西带领以色列百姓出埃及，满了三个月以后，他们来到西乃山的旷野。
We know that after 3 months of leaving Egypt in the wilderness, they came before Sinai.
神在那里颁布十诫，颁布律法给以色列百姓。
And the Lord gave Moses the commandments.
那神也同样在那里吩咐摩西说，要为神造一个圣所，使神可以住在他们中间。
And God instructed Moses to build this dwelling place for him so he can be with the people.
所以摩西就带以色列百姓在旷野照着神所指示那个帐幕样式在那里把各样的器具都造好了。
And so Moses was leading people in building this tent of meeting.
因为他们是出埃及以后满了三个月来到西乃旷野。
Because it was after 3 months as they were in the wilderness that they came to Mount Sinai.
我们不知道他们到底花多少时间把整个会幕里面的器具所有这些都造好。
And I don't know how long that it took for them to construct all the items of the meeting place.
也许五个月、七个月、八个月。
Maybe it was 5 months, 7 months, 8 months.
也许九个月。
Maybe it was 9 months.
就是九个月刚好出埃及三个月，九个月刚好到十二月的最后末了。
And if it was 9 months, that would then take them to the very last day of the
12th
month. And so here it says, Then the Lord spoke to Moses, On the first day of the first month, you shall set up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting.
我个人认为不是造会幕这件事情不是说刚好造到十二月底然后马上就正月初神说正月初一日要把会幕立起来。
And I believe that God doesn't wait till the very last day of the last month to tell Moses to do this on the first day of the new year.
因为启德说，神讲到正月初一的时候，都不是跟着人的日历走到那天刚好是正月初一日。
Because we said that the first day of the first month is not strictly based on the calendar days.
所以事实上一开头的时候，当三十九章末了告诉我们说摩西就照着耶和华一切所吩咐的把帐幕都的工都做成了。
And so chapter 39 concludes with saying, And Moses examined all the work, and behold, they had done it, just as the Lord had commanded, this they had done. So Moses
四十三就告诉我们说神在那里小摩西说正月初一要把帐幕立起来。
And so chapter 40 begins, Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, On the first day of the first month, you shall set up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting.
那底下吩咐他说，你要把华会安放在里面，然后把金坛，就是烧香的香坛安置在华会面前。
And then it continues saying, You shall place the ark of the testimony there, you shall bring in the table and arrange what belongs to it, etc.
还有燔祭坛，还有洗濯盆，还有许许多多这些器具都要搬进去，都把它安置好。
So the altars, the laver, all these things you need to put in the proper place.
然后又高把帐幕和其中所有器具也都要抹上油。
Then he shall take the anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and all that is in it.
那到第十七节再次说第二年正月初一帐幕就立起来了。
And so we come to verse 17 where it says, Now in the first month of the second year, on the first day of the month,The tabernacle was erected.
帐幕立起来以后呢，摩西就按着神的吩咐，照着神的吩咐，就把那些各样器具就把它搬进去，然后安置在他们该摆的一个位置上。
So after the tabernacle was erected, Moses did according to what God commanded and put all these different things in their proper place.
不仅这些器具搬进去，在那里也把橙色饼那个桌子的饼都摆设好了。
And he also prepared the bread on the table.
那金灯台灯也点上了。
And he also brought in the gold altar and lit up the lampstand.
那香坛也在那烧香了。
And he also set up the incense offering.
那燔祭坛在那里已经在献燔祭、献素祭，祭物已经摆在上面了。
And the things required for burnt offering and sin offering were also all there.
然后到四十三末了说，三十三节那里就告诉我们。
A burnt offering and meal offering, and then we come to the end of this chapter.
最后一句话说，这样摩西就完了工。
It says here, and at the end of verse 33, thus Moses finished the work.
当摩西照着神吩咐把这些工把帐幕立起来，把那些器具都搬进去了，也都设立好了。然后圣经告诉我们说，云彩就遮盖了会幕，耶和华荣光就充满帐幕。
So after it records that Moses finished the work, it then says, Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
两次讲到耶和华荣光充满了帐幕。
It says, The glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
那就说神就住在帐幕里面，与神的百姓同在。
That is to say, the Lord entered into the tent of meeting and was with his people.
神要百姓为他造一个帐幕，让神能够居住。神这样心愿已经应验成就了。
The people had constructed this tabernacle that pleased the Lord, and now He is with them.
这是正月初一日所发生的事情。
This is what happened on the first day of the first month.
所以我们看见在这里正月初一日，它所要表明的意义是什么
？So we see here what is the meaning of this?
从圣经我们看见。帐幕头一个预表是预表主耶稣基督。
You see first that the tabernacle represents Christ.
所以约翰福音第一章十四节那告诉我们说，道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典有真理。
And so it says in John chapter 1, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory full of grace and truth.
我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And His glory was glory as was the only begotten from the Father.
道成肉身这原文的意思就是支搭帐幕在人间。
And so when it says the Word became flesh, it's to say it had set up tent.
所以旧约摩西所造的那个帐幕就是预表耶稣基督神的儿子。
And so this tabernacle that Moses has prepared represents the Son of God.
他道成肉身支搭帐幕在人中间，要人要与人同在。
He became flesh and dwelled amongst man.With his people.
所以到新天新地的时候，也在那告诉我们说，新天新地出现的时候，神的帐幕在人中间。
And so in Revelation, we also see that God was with His people. The tabernacle of God is among them.
他要与人同住。
And He will dwell among them.
所以帐幕表明神与百姓同住。
So the tabernacle represents God among men.
所以旧约那个帐幕，不管它的材料、它颜色。它里面各样器具都是要表明主耶稣基督他的所事和他所做的。
So the tabernacle with all its things represents Christ and His work.
但是帐幕第二个表明预表呢是预表教会。
But it also represents Christ, the church.
因为教会是基督在地上的见证。
Because the church is a testimony of Christ on earth.
所以我们看见。基督的见证如何能够被显明出来呢
？So how is the testimony of Christ exemplified？
那是正月初一日。
It is on the first day of the first month.
因为正月初一日，帐幕被立起来了。
Because the tabernacle was erected on the first day of the first month.
不仅立起来，神荣光充满了帐幕里面。
And not only was it erected, but the cloud, the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
神丰富同在显在教会里面。
And His glory was shown forth in it through the church.
这样光景乃是说明教会能够把基督在那里能够显明出来，见证基督他是谁。
So this is to show that Christ is to testify of who Christ is.
但是我们看见，不仅会幕它被立起来，这个还不是一个真正见证。
But the erection of the tabernacle is not the main testimony.
好像这不过是个外面的。
This is just it seems like just an external.
帐幕不仅立起来，需要各样器皿都要搬进去，都要安设好。
Because after the tabernacle is erected, all these different things were then moved into it.
他们该摆在什么位置上，都要很准确的在那摆好。
And all these different things needed to be put in their proper place.
并且在那里灯也点上了，桌子上面有橙色饼，有饼。
The lampstands needed to be lit, and the bread needed to put on the table.
香坛在那里已经也在烧香了。
And the incense needed to be burned.
祭坛上面也有祭物了。
And the offerings need to be put on the altar.
祭司在那里也经过水洗，他们开始进那个祭司的职分。
And the priests, after washing their hands and their feet, entered into their priestly duties.
表明说这一切不仅是在帐幕里面，他们都在尽他们该尽的功用。
So that is to say that all these different pieces did what they were supposed to do. Their
所以当帐幕立起来的时候，器皿摆好，然后他们开始尽他们功用，祭司也尽他们十分的时候，在那时我们就看见耶和华荣光就充满了帐幕。
So after the tabernacle was erected, and then all these other different things performed the things they needed to do, then the glory of the Lord
神的同在就显在那里
filled the tabernacle. Then the glory was seen there.
在那里就见证神与教会同在
Then it was shown that God was among men.
所以什么是教会的见证
This is the testimony of the church.
什么是基督能够显在教会当中，能够显出基督的见证
How can Christ be shown forth through the church that Christ is in the church.
好像耶和华荣光神的同在都充满在那里。
That the glory of Christ from the Father may indeed shine forth from the church.
神的同在显在那里就是一个证，这是一个见证。
The testimony that God is among men.
所以保罗说，若是有不信的来到你当中，看见说神在你们中间。
So that's why Paul says that the unbelieving when they meet with you should see that God is in your midst.
神在那里显出来，让你感受到神就在这里。
That they should be able to experience that God is here.
这是个见证。
This is a testimony.
所以我们看见今天教会如何能够把基督的见证能够显明出来。
So how can the church today shine forth this testimony of Christ?
什么时间能够显明出来
？In what way can this be shown?
就是在正月初一才显明出来。
It can only be shown on the first day of the first month.
就是说在那里神的教会。好像外面是有可以看得见那个帐幕已经立起来了。
That's to say, on the outside, it seems that the tabernacle has been erected.
这还不是真正的见证。
But this is not the testimony.
也许外教外一个外表人看见有许多人在那里。
Because this is just external that other people can see.
那还不是教会的见证，还不是基督见证显出来。
That's not yet the testimony of Christ the church needs to show.
而是在教会里面这些器皿，我们这些都是神所使用的人，都是神的器皿。
But it's to show that within the church, all these different vessels, which are us,
每一个人都摆在该摆的一个位置上。
All of us are put in our proper place.
有些器皿需要摆在外面。
And some vessels need to be put outside.
有些器皿摆在圣所。
And some people need to be put in the holy place.
有些器皿摆在至圣所。
And some people in the most holy place.
非常有次序，都是按着神的吩咐，站在各自该站的地位上。
All these different vessels are put where they're supposed to be put.
不仅站在该站的地位上，并且站在每一个器皿都在尽他的功用。
And not only are they arranged properly, but they do the work they're supposed to do.
所以我们看见教会见证之所以能够被显明出来，乃是每一个神的儿女按着神所赐给我们那一份的恩赐。
And so we see that this is God's people doing what they're supposed to do, what they've been called to do.
圣灵随其意把我们每一个肢体摆在身体上每一个位置上。
Each member of the body in its rightful place doing its
每一个肢体都在尽他的功用。
And each member of the body being put to use for the Lord's use.
正如保罗在以弗所书那里所告诉我们的。
Just like it says what it says in Ephesians 4.
每一个人都连于基督元首。
That everybody is being fitted and held together.
全身靠他联络合适，然后百节各按各职各体功用尽他的功用。
According to the proper working of each individual part.
然后彼此相处，慢慢这个身体就会渐长，然后就在爱中也建立自己。
Causing the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
所以当神的儿女在那边按着神所赐给他们那一份站在该站的地位上来服侍。
So when each brother and sister is serving according to the purpose that God has appointed for them, then the body of Christ will be built up. Then the testimony of Christ will shine forth.
基督的见证，教会见证常显出来。
Then the testimony of the church can be manifested.
这是正月初一日。
This is the first day of the first month.
所以表明当神的儿女每一个人正是在神的家中按着神所量给我们那份每一个人都要尽他功用的时候。
And so when every member of the body does what it's supposed to do,
每一个人都要尽他本分的时候。
When everybody does according to what they've been called,
神的荣光神的同在才能充满在那里。
Then can the glory of the Lord fill the place.
在那里才有真正的见证显出来。
Then can there be this true testimony.
这就是为什么我们今天需要慢慢回到一个正常里面，教会需要聚在一起的一个聚。
And this is why the members of the body need to assemble together today.
若是我们只是大家都在网上听到。
If we are all just strictly online listening to messages,
那就没有办法显出什么是教会的见证，基督的见证。
There is no way to show the true testimony of the church, a testimony of Christ.
只有当神的儿女一同聚在那里，一同配搭服事。
But when brothers and sisters are gathered together, each doing serving according to their purpose,
都在尽他该尽的本分。
And when they are do what they have been called to do,
每一个人都有他该站的地位。
When each member is in their proper place.
每一个人不该越过他自己的本分做不该做的事情。
And nobody does what they're not supposed to do.
那在那以后，联络合适，联络非常美。
Then there'll be this wonderful, beautiful harmony.
才有神荣光充满在那里。
Then the glory of the Lord can fill the place.
因为当摩西完成这一切工的时候
，Because after Moses completed this work,
都是照着耶和华所吩咐的。
He did according to all that the Lord had commanded him.
照着神的心意在那里服侍。照着神的吩咐在服侍。
Because he was serving according to all that God had commanded.
这样的结果就带出神的同在。
All this resulted in God among men.
神的同在在那里的时候，见证就显出来了。
And when God was among men, the testimony was there.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须常常活在正月初一日这样原则底下。
So brothers and sisters, we need to live under this principle of the first day of the first month.
若是我们一直活在这个正月初一日这个光景底下。
Because if we do live in this way,
那就说，若是一直活在这个基督复活生命的里面。
That is to say, if we do live according to this resurrection life,
自然而然每一个人就会该尽他该尽的。
Then each person will then be able to do what he has been called to do.
每一个人都能够把神给他那一份，能够在那里的服侍，配他服侍。
And each person can serve according to what they ought to serve.
然后在那里，我们就看见神丰富同在，就会显在教会当中。
And so then we can see that the glory of the Lord will fill the place.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们要追求的。
So brothers and sisters, this is something we need to pursue.
这是圣经让我们看见那个正月初一日它所要表明的意义是什么。
This is the meaning of the first day of the first month.
那我们再看第三个正月初一日。
So now let's take a look at the third first day of the first month.
乃是在西西犹大王西西家所发生的。
And it's just to look at what happened during the reign of Hezekiah, King Hezekiah.
我们知道西西家的父亲亚哈斯是一个恶王。
We know that Hezekiah's father, Ahaz, was a wicked king.
除了西西家以后，他儿子玛西是犹大中最恶的一个王以外。
And also after
Hezekiah, 亚哈斯是个算是第二个最恶的王。
And after Hezekiah, his son, Amasa was the most evilest of kings.
他行那个以色列国诸王的道。
And because he did according in likewise manner to the kings of Israel.
我们知道北国以色列全部都是恶王。
We know that all the kings of the northern kingdom were wicked.
这个西西家这个他的父亲亚哈斯居然是照着以色列国所有恶王所行的，他就照着行。
And Hezekiah's father acted in a similar manner to all the northern kings.
他铸造偶像，然后用火焚烧儿女献给偶像。
He walked in the ways of Israel. He burned his sons in fire and made these idolatrous images.
把圣殿的门关起来，又毁坏圣殿里面的器具。
And then he also shut the doors of the temple and destroyed the things in it.
但是他儿子西西家起来做王的时候完全跟他父亲不一样。
But when his son Hezekiah became king, he was unlike his father.
他行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
He did right in the sight of the Lord.
效法他主大卫一切所行的。
According to all that his father David had done.
他登基做王很快就把他父亲所行那些恶事改正过来。
And when he became king, he undid all the evil things his father had done.
所以那个刚刚读到说，29章第四节，他说延夜正延年正月开了耶和华殿的门，重新修造。
And so in chapter 23, in verse 3, it says, In the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them.
17节说正月第二年正月正月初一日。他开始洁净圣殿，洁净十六天才把圣殿洁净完。
And then in 17 it says he began the consecration on the first day of the first month, and it was finished on the 16th day of the first month.
然后他在那里，我们看见在西甲时代的确有一点，神的百姓有一点复兴的一个景象出来。
And we do see that there is this revival movement in the people during Hezekiah's reign.
所以他接近圣殿以后呢，我们看见他在那里献祭，然后圣殿也开始了一个敬拜的一个服事。
And so we see, when Hezekiah became king, he made offerings to the Lord, and he also reinstated all, these priestly services.
立位祭司人他们在那边圣殿里面唱诗、称颂、赞美神，他们在那边也在守节、守月节。
And we see that the Levites also offered song of praise to God.
我们知道西西家所做这些事情，在他之前犹大国也有最少有四个好王。
And we know that in Judah there were four good kings.
那些好王起来的时候也是在那处境偶像。
And these good kings also did away with these idols.
也在那里洁净圣殿。
And they also cleansed the temple.
也在那修复圣殿。
And they also repaired the temple.
并且他们也在圣殿里面也恢复了一些敬拜侍奉的礼仪。
And they also reinstated the priestly services in the temple.
但是圣经讲到这些好王复兴的时候都没有提到说正月初一日。
But when it talked about the prior good kings, it did not mention the first day of the first month.
而得到西西家做王的时候，好像他所做的事情跟前面几个好王所做的事情差不多。
So when Hezekiah became king and did these things, he seemed to do it in a way that was better than the ones before.
但是为什么神提到那些好王许多作为的时候都没有提到正月初一日这件事情？
So then how come God did not mention the first day of the first month when referring to the good acts of the prior kings?
直到西西家做王的时候，他不仅开圣殿门，洁净除去那些偶像，除去那些祭坛，偶像祭坛。他在那里好像圣殿也有一些恢复的一个敬拜的侍奉的事情。
Why does it come to the point of Hezekiah where the temple was reopened and repaired and all the services were reinstated?
但为什么在西西家年代的时候这个复兴神特别提到说正月初一日？
Why is the first day of the first month explicitly mentioned for Hezekiah?
都是我们好好细读的时候，的确西西家在这里所做一些事情跟前面四个王所做的书有一些不同。
It seems that Hezekiah did something that makes him separate from the four prior kings.
至少我自己读的时候，至少有两件事情，这是前面四个好王没有做的事情。
And when I read this, I think there are two things that the four prior kings did not do.
当西西家把圣殿洁净好以后，他在那里，为国家、为圣殿、为犹大人献上赎罪祭。
When Hezekiah reopened the temple, he offered up this sin offering for all his people.
他不仅为犹大人献上赎罪祭。
And not only did he do this for Judah,
他还为以色列人，就是北国献赎罪祭。
He also did this for Israel, the people of the northern kingdom.
我们知道北国呢是在西西家做王六年的时候才被亚述灭亡。
We know that that the northern kingdom was conquered by Assyria.
所以西西家登基做王前几年，以色列国还在。
So in the beginning of Hezekiah's reign, Israel was still there.
所以他不仅为犹大百姓南国献赎罪祭，他同样为北国以色列献赎罪祭。
But 6 years in, Israel's conquered. So Hezekiah made the sin offering for Israel as well.
第二件事情， 是在三十章那里告诉我们说，西基亚差遣人去见以色列和犹大人，然后又写信给以法莲和麻西人，叫他们来到耶路撒冷来守逾越节。
And so we see that also that Hezekiah gave letters to all the surrounding people and to Israel to tell them to also join them in worship.
这两件事情是西西亚王之前那几个好王没有做的事情。
And this is something that the four prior kings did not do.
因为这两件事情是关系到合一的见证。
Because this speaks of this harmony, this peace.
特别守逾越节这件事情。
Especially regarding the Passover.
他还写信告诉那些别国以法以法人马西支派的人，你们要到耶路撒冷一同来守逾越节。
And he ordered the ones in the north to come down and join them to celebrate the Passover.
守逾越节就说到他们都是神蒙救赎的百姓。
Because the Passover is to show that they are this saved people of God.
当以色列百姓从埃及出来，在那里就是守逾越节。
Because when the Israelites were freed from Egypt, it was due to the Passover.
所以西西家在这里所做这两件事情，说明在这里有一个合一的见证。
So what Hezekiah did was to show that there was this reconciliation work.
他不仅为自己犹大国献赎罪祭，不仅自己犹大国的百姓要守逾越节，他连北国的人，他邀请他们来守逾越节，也为他们献上赎罪祭。
Because not only did he offer up a sin offering for Judah and order Judah to observe the Passover, he also offered a sin offering for Israel and asked them to join them in worship.
我们看见神在这里说正月初一日。
So we see here God mentions the first day of the first month.
所以正月初一日最终所带来一个结果就是合一的见证在这里要显明出来。
So the first day of the first month shows also this reconciliation that two have become one.
弟兄姊妹，什么样光景才能把合一的见证显出来呢？
Brothers and sisters, what type of condition can show this?
只有在正月初一日才发生这件事情。
Only the condition of the first day of the first month.
很可惜，我们今天看见地上的教会所听见都是分裂的事情。
But it's a shame that in today, as we hear from so many messages in the church, it's all about divisiveness.
好像每一个分裂都有它正当的理由，好像都是对的。
And each person believes that their division is justified.
但是什么时候才能显出合一的见证？
But how can we show this testimony of reconciliation?
只有活在正月初一日。
Only by living on the first day of the first month.
当神的百姓、神儿女真是活在正月初一日这样光景的里面。
When brothers and sisters can live in the condition of the first day of the first month.
在那里才有真正的合一显明出来。
Then can they show that there is this true reconciliation?
我们看主耶稣，当他要上十字架之前，在约翰福音十七章有一个非常长的一个祷告。
We know that before the Lord went up on a cross, he made a very long prayer in John chapter 17.
他不仅为他自己祷告，他还为他的门徒，为那些相信他的人祷告。
And not only did he pray for himself, but he also prayed for his disciples and the people.
他在那里祷告。父神说，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为像我们一样。
And he says this in verse 11, Holy Father, keep them in your name, the name which you have given me, that they may be one even as we are.
在主耶稣这个祷告里面五次提到合而为一，合而为一。
So and in this prayer, five times does the Lord mention that they may be one.
主在那说，使他们合而为，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，向我们合而为，使他们完完全全合而为。
That they may be completely in one, just like the Father and Son are one.
弟兄姊妹，合而为一是神所要做事情，是神的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, being one is the will of God.
并且我们也知道，将来所有相信的人都在主耶稣基督里面都要归为一。
You all know that all things.Will be summed up in Christ. We will be summed up in Christ.
这是神旨意，最终必定会成就的事情。
And this is something that will be done according to God's purpose.
但是今天合一不是将来事情，合为乃是从今天要开始。
But being one, this reconciliation is not just a future work. It's something that needs to be done today.
这是教会的见证。
This is the testimony of the church.
教会见证怎么样才能显明出来呢？
How can a testimony of the church be put forth?
只有神的百姓愿意。 常常活在正月初一日。
Only when brothers and sisters live in the first day on the first month.
虽然每一个神的儿女学习活在这正月初一日这个原则里面。
Only when we live under the principle of the first day of the first month.
在那就有合一的见证。
When we have this, this testimony of reconciliation.
这是我们今天所要追求的。
Brothers and sisters, this is something we ought to pursue today.
只有合一的见证，神才能说这是正月初一日。
Because only when we are one does God say that this is the first day of the first month.
也许人可以这样说，所谓美好圣功，当然一方面神也纪念。
And of course, when you do, do certain works, that God does remember them.
但是神心中更宝贵、更看重的是教会合而为一的见证。
But God cares more about the testimony of the church being one.
这合一的见证就像父跟神的儿子合而为一样。
Being one as the Father and Son are one.
这不是个外面的联合，这是个生命性质的同合一。
This is not some outward connection, but it is sharing the same life.
这个合一是一个纯正、纯洁的合一。
And this is a being one in pureness.
因为有同样性质，它才有真正合一。
Because you have to have the same nature in order to truly be one.
感谢神，在西西亚作王的时候，他在那里有洁净圣殿的工作，也有献祭的事情。
So we thank the Lord that while Hezekiah did clean the temple and also reinstated priestly duties.
更宝贵，在那里有个合一的见证要显出来。
But more, even more precious was that he showed this testimony of reconciliation.
这都是发生在正月初一日。
And all this happened on the first day of the first month.
神的见证借着西西家王所做的彰显出来。
God's purpose of us being one was shown through Hezekiah's work.
第四个神提到正月初一日呢，是说到以斯拉从巴比伦启程回犹大地，回耶路撒冷。
Now the fourth mentioning of the first day of the first month is regarding Ezra and when the people were led from Babylon back to Jerusalem. You know that because the people had displeased the Lord that they were brought into captivity to Babylon. And there are three instances where there is this remnant of people going back to Jerusalem.
第一次就是所罗巴伯带领底下，他们回去重新建造圣殿。
And this, the first time was when they went back in order to reconstruct the temple.
第三次就是尼希米回国去重修城墙。
And the third was Nehemiah when they went back to rebuild the city walls.
这两次的归回，圣经都没有提到他们什么时间回去。
And the Bible does not give an exact time frame as to when this happened.
我们只知道，所罗巴伯回去的时候呢，是在波斯王古列元年。
We only know that this happened during during the king of Persia's reign.
尼希米回去的时候呢，是在波斯王亚达薛西王年间。
But then for Nehemiah happened during another king's reign.
这两次的归回。都有它重要意义，也有它属灵的意义。
And both times it meant there's a spiritual significance to these things.
但是神却没有提到到底他们什么时候哪一个时间回从巴比伦归回。
But it does not record an exact time as to when the people came back from Babylon.
唯有第二次以斯拉回国的时候，神说他是正月初一日离开巴比伦启程回去。
But when it records Ezra going back, it says the first day of the first month.
为什么以斯拉回去的时候，神我说圣经特别记载说他是正月初一日启程离开巴比伦回耶路撒冷呢？
Why in Ezra's case does the Bible explicitly record the first day of the first month?
似乎表明他这一次回去是有某一种特别意在。
It seems that there is some spiritual significance in Ezra's case.
我们知道。以斯拉他是一个祭司。
We know that Ezra was a priest.
但是他也是一个文士。
But he's also a scribe.
所以他回去呢，主要工作就是把神的律法重新教导神的百姓。
So he made it his aim to teach the Lord's statutes and ordinances in Israel.
圣经提到他是通达神律法的一个文士。
And the Bible records Ezra as someone who was learned in the commandments of the Lord.
圣经四次提到他是通达签上神律法的文士。
He was learned and the commandments four times. It was
mentioned.
So he knew the commandments. He studied the commandments. So then why does it record specifically for Ezra that he went up from Babylon on the first day of the first month? We know that Ezra's aim was to teach the Lord's statutes and ordinances in Israel so that people knew God's law. This is his primary work. Because the reason why they were brought into captivity to begin with was because they have forgotten God's law. Because if you leave God's law, you leave God. And as a result, it's the destruction of the kingdom. So Ezra wanted to resume the law of the Lord amongst the people. Because if the people can uphold the law of God, they will not fall into the enemy's hands. And their kingdom will not be no more.
So we see, this is my personal opinion, why the Israel returned to Babylon on the first day of the month?
And I personally believe that, why is it the case for Ezra that it records the first day of the first month? I thank God because only on the first day of the first month are the people willing to leave Babylon. Because today, members of church also sometimes seems like we are still captive as well.
So
it seems that certain brothers and sisters are still under the bondage of the enemy and have no freedom. And they can't meet with other brothers and sisters and serve the Lord and follow after the Lord. Because they are under the dominion of the prince of the world, of Babylon. And they slowly become accustomed to this. But brothers and sisters, if you truly live on the first day of the first month, then there is a yearning to leave Babylon. He knows that Babylon is not the place where that person ought to be. That person knows he is to return to the promised land, to Jerusalem, where God has
commanded.
Because there can that person truly worship and serve the Lord. And so we say that the altar was constructed at that time. And they followed the commandments that was given to Moses. And prior they were unable to fully worship the Lord. So, but if a person truly lives on the first day of the first month, he would want to leave Babylon. Brothers and sisters, the Lord has come to save us who are under bondage. Because before we were saved, we were under the bondage of sin and death. We are under the power of the prince of the world. We have no liberty. We are in fetters and we are chained. We cannot live a life of freedom before the Lord. We thank the Lord that when it records that Ezra was to return to Jerusalem and Judah, it was the first day of the first month. He was willing to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple to share the law of the Lord with the people. So that the people can return to the word of the Lord.
明白神的心意。
To understand his heart.
也活在神的心意里面。
And to live according to his purpose.
过一个神所喜悦的生活。
To live a life that pleases the Lord.
这是为什么当以色列回去的时候，神说这是正月初一日。
That's why when it records that, that Ezra went up from Babylon, it was the first day of the first month.
弟兄姊妹，今天也是一样。
Brothers and sisters, it's the same for us today. We need to continually live under the principle of the first day of the first month. Because we see on the first day of the first month, God's judgment has passed. There is no more death in us. There's not a single semblance or taste.Because we have received a new life, a resurrection life. This is something we need to show on the first day of the first month. On the first day of the first month, we see the tabernacle erected.
在那里我们能够在神的家中一同配搭服侍在那里能够站在自己该站的地位上
We see that each person stands where they ought to stand
叫基督的身体在这里能够慢慢的长大成人满有基督长成的身量
And we see people growing up into the fullness of the measure of stature of Christ
自然而然神的同在就会在那里
And so we see that the glory of the Lord the testimony of the Lord is there
教会见证也就显在那里
And the testimony of the church is also accomplished.
基督在那里就被显明出来。
And the life of Christ is shown.
我们也要学习活在西西家那个年代正月初一日。
We also need to live according to the first day of the first month in Hezekiah's time.
在那里不仅一般神的百姓聚在那里，乃是一个合一的见证显在那里。
That all of God's people are together, that they are all one.
在那里才有真正见证显明出来。
Then that true testimony can be shown.
We must, 像以斯拉一样，在一个正月初一的时候，我们真是愿意脱离巴比伦那个光景。
And like Ezra on the first day of the first month, we need to be willing to let go of Babylon.
我们成为在基督里面自由的人，不再是个被掳的人。
That we will become free people in Christ, no longer people under bondage.
我们可以在那自由来到神面前来侍奉来敬拜神。
That freely we could come before the Lord and serve Him.
感谢神，这一切都是在正月初一所发生的。
Thank God that these are all things that occurred on the first day of the first month.
只有当我们学习住在这个活在这个正月初一日这样的光景底下
，When we can live in this condition on the first day of the first month,
自然而然这些圣经所描述这些正月初一日所显出来的光景，就能够成为我们生命的经历。
Then naturally, the conditions that we see here will become reality for us as well. And that we can live in this way.
感谢神，正月初一日。
So we thank God, the first day of the first month.
虽然间外面今天的确是正月初一日。
And even though today, officially, it is the first day of the first month according to the world.
但是外面这个日子只有一天而已。
But this outside day is only just a day.
明天就不是正月初一日了。
Tomorrow it will no longer become the first day of the first month.
但是正月初一日我们是可以时时活在这一天里面。
But spiritually we are to live the first day of the first month every day.
若是我们天天活在这正月初一日。
Because if every day we live is the first day of the first month.
我们每天所显出的生活侍奉那就完全不一样。
Then the life that we live, the serving that we do will be completely different.
感谢神。
So we thank God.
正月初一日。
The first day of the first month.
巴不得弟兄姊妹，真是在一个新的年日起头的时候。
So may the brothers and sisters, as this New Year's beginning.
属灵的正月初一日是我们所盼望、所追求的。
That we would yearn for spiritually the first day of the first month.
我们盼望一直活在正月初一日。
That we can hope to live in this day continually.
若是我们一直活在这个正月初一日
，Because if we can continue to live on the first day of the first month，
我们就看见我们属灵光景不一样。
We will see that our spiritual condition will change。
教会所显出来光景是不一样。
And we will see the condition of the church will change。
神的同在就会更丰富显在当中。
And the presence of the Lord will be more full。
这是一个真正的见证。
This is the true testimony。
这也是神所要的见证。
And this is the testimony the Lord wants。
求神恩待我们。
So may the Lord graciously lead us.
讲到这里。
This will conclude my sharing.
请弟兄们做结束祷告。
And may our brother conclude us with a word of prayer.